Well, researchers say the push to link regional towns and major cities with fast rail lines may end up diverting jobs away from struggling towns and lead to increased prices. It comes as the agency responsible for delivering the federal government's faster rail plan began operation at the start of this month. The federal government plan aims to shift population growth to smaller towns by connecting them to major cities by fast rail lines. But PhD candidate at RMIT University Todd Denham says international experiences show fast rail lines tend to reduce the amount of economic activity in small towns, not increase it.
One of the things that occurs with reduced transport times is that there's no longer a need for a lot of, say, businesses or government organisations to have regional offices anymore. If, you know, a place is within 20 minutes train travel, you can see that in the large cities now, that the areas really close in the city don't have as many services as that are in the centre of the city itself. It's the same principle. So you can get this effect where regional businesses and offices are attracted back into the centre of the large cities. As well, you know, regional businesses will also face stronger competition from their metropolitan competitors.
So that's a really interesting and compelling argument. Would you say that this would apply to pretty much all kinds of businesses, or would there be some that would still be necessary to keep around in those regional areas?
It seems to me that if population moves, there will be a growth in some kind of businesses. So you'll get more, you know, supermarkets, probably more cafes, you know, hairdressers, that kind of thing in regional areas. But they're just the kind of economic activity that's linked to population. You might get more schools and that sort of thing as well. So what I guess the point that we're trying to make is that the kind of jobs that people make careers and that sort of thing out of will flow back into the inner cities, while the kind of more lower order jobs will kind of grow in the regional cities.
There's another interesting thing that you mentioned, which is about the price of living in these sorts of areas. The argument from politicians is that getting people to move out to regional cities is a good idea because the land and the housing there is cheaper. But you say that if you link the regional cities to capital cities with a good transport system like fast rail, could see prices increase.
Mm. The classic economic modelling of house pricing is that it reaches a level where you pay the same depending on the cost of access to that land. It's not the distance, it's the cost of access. So if you make something easily accessible, so within 20 minutes of the city, the house price will increase to a point that it's the same as other places within 20 minutes of the city, with a bit of fluctuation depending on the cost of access. So the idea that house prices will remain low in regional cities if you put in a 20, 30-minute train service is kind of a fallacy. So all of a sudden you've got people in regional cities and towns competing with people who are earning metropolitan incomes, and they're usually higher incomes because the fast rail services will be servicing, you know, the centre of the cities, which is where people are making, you know, significantly more money.
Is there a way to stop this kind of process from taking place or to put the brakes on it a little bit?
Where internationally there's been good regional development outcomes that have occurred at the same time as high-speed rail, there's been a lot of investment in other kind of economic drivers in regional cities as well. So it hasn't been, here's the train, your city will boom. It'll be, here's the train, we're going to use this, as well as significant office developments. We're going to attract industry there as well. It's a complete package of development that sits around the high-speed rail, to the point that it's almost that if you spent that money without putting in the high-speed rail, you may see a similar effect anyway. I think a really good question for people who are proponents of fast rail is, are there better ways to be spending the significant amounts of money, the billions of dollars that it costs to create fast rail services, in other ways to grow stronger regional cities?
Is that even a good idea from a planning perspective, giving people an incentive to move further out from where their centre of activity is, you know, where their jobs are, where they do everything else in their lives?
Well, the planning question is quite complex. I think, to me, at a big picture level, I see it as just extending our suburban sprawl, that it's too hard to make our cities denser and deal with population growth in a sensible way in our large cities because, you know, we have people who want to protect their backyards and it's too hard to kind of intensify within the cities. So rather, and also people are complaining about sprawl and lack of infrastructure on the edge of our cities. So to me, the way that this is being pitched is we've got another solution that means we can kind of kick the can further down the road. And I think one of the problems, underlying problems with this approach is that the way that our regional cities tend to be developing, and I know the ones in Victoria more than, say, other states, is that they're kind of following the worst practice out of suburban sprawl that the capital cities are kind of struggling to deal with now. So from a planning perspective, I guess in summary, I would say that it's really just a kind of kicking the can down the road response rather than dealing with the core issues.